There was complete silence in the rear of the taxi as the lawyers rode into Georgetown. They had overslept and were late. The driver stopped in heavy traffic in front of the Royal Bank of Montreal. The heat and humidity were already stifling. Randolph Osgood was the banker, a stuffy British type. He greeted Avery like an old friend and introduced himself to Mitch. "Exactly what do you need, Avery?" he asked through his nose. "I need summaries of all the accounts of Sonny Capps, Al Kosha, Dolph Hemba, Ratzlaff Partners, and Green Group." "Yes, and how far back would you like to go?"
"6 months, every account. I also need to establish 3 corporations, 2 for Sonny Capps and 1 for Green Group. We'll follow the usual procedure. For now, that's all."
Osgood left the room. Avery closed the door and removed his jacket. He found coffee and poured himself a cup.
"Mitch, I'm sorry about last night. Very sorry. I got drunk and quit thinking. I was wrong to push that woman on you."
"Apology accepted. Don't let it happen again."
"It won't, I promise. The thing is, you know, I'm separated. We'll probably get a divorce in a year or so. I'm very discreet because the divorce could get nasty. There's an unwritten rule in the firm. What we do away from Memphis stays away from Memphis. Understand?"
"Come on, Avery," Mitch said. "You know I wouldn't tell."
"I'm not perfect," Avery insisted on going on. "Some in the firm are, believe me. They're machines, robots. I like to have a little fun. I admire your discipline. It's a strong man who can remain faithful to his wife with the temptations you had last night. I'm not that strong."
"Don't want to be."
"Look, Avery," Mitch began and momentarily faltered. He had awakened thinking of the woman. He had thought about her in the shower and the taxi, and he was still having trouble concentrating. "I'm not a holy roller," he went on, "and I'm not shocked. I'm not one to judge. I've been judged all my life." Osgood and a group of clerks entered the room with stacks of documents, and when they had left, Mitch flipped through a printout in the Hemba stack. "Who's this Dolph Hemba? I haven't heard of him."
"I've got a lot of clients you haven't heard of. Hemba is a big farmer in Arkansas, one of the state's largest landowners."
$12 million? That's a lot of cotton and soybeans."
"He has other ventures. Look, don't ask."
"Legal or illegal?" Mitch pressed.
"Let's just say he's hiding $20 million plus interest in various Caribbean banks from the IRS.
"Are we helping him?" Mitch waited for an answer. It was soon obvious there would not be one.